Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your secret audio track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 137, and the title is C-. The note reads, "Some people only see the problem and miss the possibility." Here's the story behind the sticky. It is an important and valuable skill to be able to identify problems and potential problems as early as possible. It gives you and your team more time to solve them and to mitigate the issues they can cause. However, when you're keeping an eye out for problems, you may just begin to see them everywhere. Every cloud starts to look like a storm cloud, and you begin to transform into a pessimistic forecaster of dreary and damp days. You start raining on everybody's parade. Instead of looking for problems, look for opportunities to solve problems. It's a subtle but important difference. You're not just pointing out negative things. You're looking for ways to prevent, mitigate, or completely resolve the negative and problematic things you've identified. Instead of being an early warning system, you're an early solution system. Another frame of mind to be in when seeing a potential issue rearing its ugly head on the horizon is not that of a devil's advocate that points out the bad things, but that of an innovator who points out the creative potential in solving these things. When you see a problem, why not think of ways to dramatically improve the project you're working on? Not just to dodge the issue, but to reimagine your project at a higher level, one that rises above the problem you've spotted. Thinking with clarity at this higher level might save you an entire iteration sequence of your project. Rather than seeing the problem and not doing anything about it, or waiting for customers and users to complain about the problem after they've invested in your product or service means you're going to have to fix the problem in your next version release anyway, why not skip the delays and the angry customers by making the improvements before you're forced to do so? You'll be way ahead and out in front of the competition and your entire market, where the clear, blue, storm cloud-free skies let you see opportunities for miles and miles. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand, by me personally, using Sharpie markers and yellow 3x3 post-it notes. Your email will also include a link to the secret audio track that complements each of the post-it notes I've been drawing this year. It gives you some additional insight into that day's message and the story behind the sticky, just like the one I shared with you in this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.